You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 19. While they promised them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is brought in bondage. Let me read the same Bible passage from the New Living Translation. They promise freedom, but they themselves are slaves of sin and corruption. For you are a slave to whatever controls you. Did you know that you are a slave to whatever controls you? If anger is what controls you, you are a slave to anger. That means anger is your master. Jesus is not your master. If pornography is what has mastered you, you are a slave to pornography. Sin does not just want to be committed. He wants to control. He wants to dominate. Sin seeks to master men, to control them, to put them in bondage. So sin is not something you will do and go away. Some people think, let me just sin a little and then I will stop. I'm telling you, it is impossible. You will find yourself trapped in that sin because sin is a master. Sin seeks to master people. That's why you see you can't serve God and mammon. You can only have one master. You cannot have two masters. If sin is your master, sin is truly your master. He says, for you are a slave to whatever controls you. You are a slave to what controls you. So the question then is this. What is it that is controlling you? What is it that has mastered you? Is it Jesus that is controlling you or your appetite? Is it your lust? Or is it your greed? Or is it the society? Or is it sin? What is it that is controlling you? Who is your master? Is it Jesus? Or is it sin? I tell you, brethren, if you allow sin in your life, sin will become your master. It will control you. It will dictate to you. Things that you don't want to do, you will end up doing it. The distance you do not intend to go, you will go that distance. Sometimes you will regret and say, what have I done? Why did I do this? You did it because your master compelled you to do it. That's why you must come under another master. And that master is Jesus Christ. That's why the Bible says, I urge you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye offer your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. He's simply telling you, allow God to take over your affection, your desire, your body, your spirit and soul. Don't give it to the world. Don't give it to sin. Whatever controls you has mastered you, has become your master. When sin wants you to sin, he simply tell you and say, get up, get up, get up. I need envy from you now. You become envious. I need jealousy from you. You become jealous. Later you may say, but why am I thinking like this? Sin is a master. Sin does not just come and go. Sin wants to stay. Sin wants to control. That's why the Antichrist is a human manifestation of sin. I really hope you will understand this. The Antichrist is sin personified. That's why the Bible calls him the man of sin. He is sin personified. So the agenda of Satan is that the way Jesus came and represented God fully in human flesh, the same way sin is ultimately going to come in human flesh. That's why you see today that the world is gravitating towards godlessness and towards sin in preparation for the man of sin. The only way out today is to come under the lordship of Jesus Christ. Let Jesus Christ be your master. He said, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. If you will repent today and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and become baptized, you shall be saved. I pray that today you will give yourself to the yoke of Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.